This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. Governor Bobby Jindal is on his farewell tour of the state this week.
Our work's not done, but we did what we said we were going to do. We made the big changes that had to be made.
He's speaking in New Orleans today and Lafayette tomorrow. Yesterday, he faced the Baton Rouge Press Club, touting the accomplishments of his 8 years as governor. Number one accomplishment on his list, the first thing he did, ethics reform.
Those ethics changes weren't easy to implement. They weren't easy to pass, and yet we did them. Moved from the bottom five to the top five in the Better Government Association's Integrity Index. Went from 44th worst to number one, the Center for Public Integrity's legislative disclosure list.
About that, leaving aside the fact that it's easiest to get the legislature to go along in a governor's first special session, the 2015 state ethics rankings from the Center for Public Integrity give Louisiana an F, 41st out of 50. Jindal argues,
I know there are a bunch of subjective rankings. I know, for example, CPI does one ranking that's based on interviewing local journalists and reporters. If you actually look at the objective rankings, you actually look at the changes we put in place, Louisiana does rank at the top.
No, not even in the South. All other southern states ranked higher than Louisiana. And as for the rest of his legacy, Jindal was asked about the chronic state budget shortfalls he's had and leaves for the next administration.
Folks who want to grow government will never say, oh, there's plenty of money this year. They're always going to want to spend more money.
For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group in Baton Rouge, providing access, advocacy, and advice in governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations. Learn more at sostrategy.com.